Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we all those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Summer House Martha's Vineyard Season 2 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, we liked this show last year, right?
Yep.
And then they started the season with a bang. Oh, well, apparently there was some banging in the off season too, but now we're two episodes in. Before we get to what happened in this episode, how you feeling about this season? How you feeling about season two, minus one of your frat brothers, Silas?
It's good, but it's just there's a lot of unnecessary drama, in my opinion.
Is it?
But it wouldn't be a reality show if it wasn't. So it's not too bad, and I'm in a great mood today. So I'm ready to talk about this. But let me tell you why I'm in a great mood today. So this morning I picked up my car from a Caliber Collision, and you know when you've been in a rental car. I've been in this rental car since March 20.
Here we go, car shaming. Go ahead.
No. I've been in this rental car since March 20. So when you're in a rental car for a long time, you start to get used to the rental car. And then when you get your car back, you know that, you know, they either hit the wrong buttons or tweaked and moved some stuff. You got to readjust your seat. Mm-hmm. So I get in my car and I'm driving to the office and had a meeting at 8. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to make it to the office by 8. I might as well take my time. And my car's dirty because it's been sitting at this a lot. So I'm going to go take it through the car wash. So I'm going through the car wash and I'm just noticing little things that are off and I got to make some adjustments. So I'm going through the car wash. I'm on a conference call. And I'm like, why is it so dark in here? And I realized that the cover of the sunroof was closed. And I never had that closed. I always kept that open.
It's not your fault.
And so I hit the button thinking I was just moving the cover.
Oh, you idiot. You idiot. So
the sunroof starts to open. Water starts pouring.
You idiot.
I'm trying to push the button to get it closed up.
And it's, your roof was like, nope. Once you pop, you can't stop.
No, it stopped. But I got a little wet. Got some water in the car. It wasn't bad. But this happened like 8:15 in the morning, and all I could do was just laugh. So I've just been in a good mood all day. Cause I'm like, it can't get any worse than that.
Yeah, that's you know what? That's when you just have to laugh at it. Ray Bean says we need a video of that, Terrell. And look, Lisa. So this is something we all have, all of us have in common right here. She says, I never close the sunroof cover either, right? So my wife hates it when I get in her car. Because I send that joker back. She gets in the car like, damn it, put it back. I'm like, no, it's like the toilet seat.
Yeah.
You put it back.
It was a beautiful sunny day in Austin. I just got Black Beauty back. I was like, why is it so dark in this car? It just seems odd. I'm like, oh, boom. And next thing you know, water all this. It was funny.
Funny. And it's not, I get it, because it happens to all of us, man. There becomes a point when you just think of doing something and you just do it without thinking. And that's why you open it. And by the way, Jay Say So says, oh, it could always get worse.
Hey, don't speak that into existence, Jay Say So. But I'm having a good day.
Ray Bean says, Black Beauty. I love that name. Somebody else in the chat. Oh, no, never mind. That was me.
I love Black Beauty, too. That's my boo.
Hey, Nubia Mahogany says, you got to laugh.
You got to laugh.
And Layla says, I don't think I would have ever told that story.
I would. I've been telling it all day at work. I had my first call with my team at 10:30. I'm like, guess what happened to me today?
Hey, Nikki B says, first tell screeching down walls. Now he's getting soaked in the car. Get your old grandpa. Well, hey, on the bright side, James says, at least he didn't have a woman in the car with braids, weave ones.
I guess that would that mess it up? The soapy water from the car wash mess that up? Have her walking around all day doing this?
Well, What you doing? I'm just trying to.
Yeah. Mr. Car Wash got me right up here. Mr. Car Wash.
But let's be honest. Actually, if it was braided, it should have been fine, because that's why they're vacation braids. Women get their hair braided to go on vacation. You ever go to travel out the country and every woman on the plane has braids?
No.
Okay.
Well, when I went to St. Kitts, but I thought that was just because it was St. Kitts. I didn't think that was a thing.
Happy Gardner says the beauty of braids is that they wash and wear. Hence, vacation braids, okay?
Mm-hmm. It was funny. It was a funny day.
Okay. Now that we all got right. That out the way. Oh, High Vibe says, first of all, we don't just wear braids on vacation. Right. What else?
Yeah. So, I purposely didn't tell you that story. I purposely didn't tell you that story earlier because I wanted to see your real-time reaction of what I did this morning. That's why I didn't tell you at all until just now.
You know what? I'm glad. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Well, look, this season, man, has been a mess. I think we finally found our villain. As we get started in this episode, we find out that while you're having a good day, Shanice is a little peeved that she didn't get topped off before going to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. I don't understand. And again, I'm old, right? But why are these people talking about their sex life so much on TV? Like, why? I love it. I wish you get some all the time. I'm just like, I get it. But
you know what it is? I think the difference is that they grew up in the social media world, right? Where you tell everything. Yeah. I mean, you think about even when Will Smith joined Instagram, and he even talked about it, said, you know, when he was coming up as a young celebrity, they were all taught, keep your personal life to yourself. Don't share anything, right? And then he goes, well, social media makes you really share everything. Even though at the same time, Michelle is saying, Shanice is too much, I'm over her. But she's sharing everything. And like Jay Sayso says, this is the age of no filters. Nikki B chose violence. Maybe Shanice want to work for Diddy.
Oh.
Hashtag no Diddy.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought that was interesting. And then once they, you know, hearing more about Preston's story with his father, I can see why he feels the way he does about not going to the funeral. So I thought that was interesting.
Well, see, so here's the thing, right? Because he's like, look, man, you didn't know me before. Don't try to get to know me. I totally get that, right? I totally understand it, which is why I was like, that's also another reason why I was like that about them getting on the boat. To start off the cruise, you know, I'm supposed to be at a funeral today. Like, no, don't start the cruise off like that. That's the party boat. Let's get it going. So I actually feel him in this part of it, though. Like, yo, no, there's no real grief here because this isn't a man that ignored me all my life. Now you want to show up when you know you're on your last days? Gone.
You feel him because he said it back at the house, just talking to Amir. He didn't kill the mood or the vibe, so thus you approve. Thumbs up. There, heartless. Still. Said it last week, say it again.
Okay, whatever, man. You know, Nick, after all that partying on the boat, he is me if I day drink, man. You know how people go to a football game and tailgate and drink, then they go in the game and drink some more? And then when the game is over, they go out and drink some. Yeah, that ain't me. I would have been Nick. Out. Once I start, I go, and then that's it for the rest of the day.
Yeah, he just went too hard. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. If you got a day drink, you don't go heavy from 10 to 2.
Right.
You just, you know, every now and then another drink just to keep the buzz going, and that way you can keep the party going when you get back to the house.
Keep the party going. Thank you very much, Professor Terrell.
You're welcome.
On how to day drink appropriately. So Nick, Alex, and Amir sitting around talking, right? Well, actually, Nick was barely waking up and Amir and Alex are having this conversation and say, all right, so look, you and Summer were having this really intense conversation on the boat. And Alex really kind of says what we said last week. It's the level of expectations.
Right.
That's what had Summer in her feelings, right? And Amir says, well, you know, women always get upset when they're in love.
Oh, I really think Summer's trying to play it off like it's no big deal, but I think she really liked him.
Yes.
And she was feeling him. Again, New York to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I would never just travel from New York to L.A. just to go hook up with somebody. There's people in New York.
Mm-hmm.
There's people all around New York. What There's options.
I want to say she was in L.A. and he was in New York.
Yeah, Somebody got flued out and... Mm-hmm. No, that's just too far. There's options right around you. Why do you got to go that far? So I think that she really liked him and had those expectations because she was feeling him.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely was feeling him, right? And it's, I think we got a little more insight into their relationship. I mean, he kind of gave us a little bit of it in episode one. But then he said, look, we hung out. But then, you know, we did what we did. It was good. It was fun. But I kind of got turned off because I don't think I can trust her. And his thing was like, the first day we're hanging out, you sneak a picture of me and send it to somebody else in our friend group. Why? And I get it, because you know what kind of man he is. She has said she knows what kind of man he is. He's private. Why would you do that? He's not hiding you from the world. He's hiding the world from you.
No, you're not private when you come on a reality show. So, and you came back for season two. So Alex is not private. He just thought it was weird that somebody took his picture. But it's not because he keeps a low profile.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now, I mean, I thought Nick was wrong with his comment.
What
telling Alex that he should rebeat. I was like, what the hell?
And they were sitting there like, what does that mean? I'm like, come on, guys. This episode was not a good look for any of them.
Yeah.
FYI.
And even I knew what rebeat meant, right? I'm the only one behind, but even I knew what he meant when he said that. And that's just that young people stuff. But I'm just like, why would you suggest that to somebody? She's already hurt and upset that he's turned her down, blew her off, didn't invite her to the deal. So now you want him to sleep with her just one more time? That's ridiculous.
Have you ever done that?
I'm talking about Nick. Okay. I'm not on a reality show. I'm talking about Nick. Why would he say something like that? And I'm glad Alex isn't the type to do it.
High Vibe says, yes, that was tacky, rebeat. Jay Say So says, hey, let's unpack rebeat.
What's to unpack?
Well, apparently the clothes. So you can rebeat.
You know what it is.
Well, next up was their decades party, right?
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be kind of like, tell us what decade you're in. And of course, it's dress up. So it's supposed to be a character, you know, you're supposed to dress up as somebody that is not you. And Jasmine dressed up like a 50s housewife. And the mayor's like, that's not a costume.
That's who you are. Again, when you're their age, they don't understand that their wild party friend is now married and he can't do all the things. And so you give her a hard time for being this 50s housewife. Okay, that's what she wants to be. Now that she's married, let her be it.
But she definitely was doing that last season. We saw that full-fledged last season, right? She was a little over the top in the 50s housewife, but and Silas wasn't appreciating it because he just felt that's your duty. Go make my breakfast, bring it to me. I'll eat what I want.
But that's what they agreed on. He didn't make that decision at Martha's Vineyard that morning when she made him breakfast. They agreed on that. If you get in a relationship with somebody and y'all get married and you agree, hey, here's my role, here's your role. Are you cool with that?
On then vacation?
Stick to the role. If you get married and let me change that because I've never been married and what do I know? I don't never seen love and beams of light don't shoot out my fingers. All I'm saying is if you've made the commitment that this is what y'all's roles are going to be, that's your role. You're not on vacation from your role. So they had food there at the house.
Yes, you're on vacation.
They have food at the house. Somebody's going to make breakfast.
Jesus Christ.
That's hey, get mad at Silas
would
and Jasmine.
Not approve of
that's
that.
What they agreed on.
Okay. I mean, look,
I'm not saying I want that, but that's what Jasmine and Silas agreed on. He works. She doesn't work. Her job is to be at home and make food. His job is to bring in the money.
And that's what they signed up for. Scream loud at night and wake everybody up and pretend like it's good. Yes, get it.
What does that guy do at breakfast? What does that guy do? Has nothing to do with their arrangement and the 50s housewife. So
apparently stop. It does. By the way, Andrew says, I thought that was lame of Amir to say that. Why? I mean, that is when he said it, even the producers were like, you know what? Pull the footage. And they did. And what did we see? We saw it.
Yeah.
Exactly her doing that. So anyway, let's see, who else was there? Preston got his inspiration from Juice. Were you, did he hit the nail on the head?
I didn't know what character he was in Juice.
He was a ninja. He definitely was.
I didn't know. Yeah, I'm just saying, you're not the yellow bone dude. You're not Omar Epps and you're not Pop. So what character was he in Juice? I didn't see that.
He was the one in the background. Hey. Yeah. Yo, then Nick stood up, right? And here's the thing. The minute Nick stood up, I knew exactly who he was. And apparently so did Happy Gardner, because Happy Gardner says, I was personally offended they didn't know who Arthur Ashe was. That's disrespectful as hell. Yo, I was like, come on. And in the words of Wanda Sykes, in front of the white people, what are y'all doing?
Well, he dressed up like a family member, and that family member happened to be Arthur Ashe, because they looked like they could be related.
Yeah, he looked just like it.
Yeah, they looked like they could be related.
They Googled it. Bria's sitting there, Googled, she goes, oh, I don't know who he is, but he looks like Nick. I know they may not teach it, but it's still your responsibility to learn it.
Even if you watch Venus and Serena, as they were coming up, somehow they would always refer back to Arthur Ashe at some point. Jeez. So,
yo, even Richmond, Virginia, okay? The former Confederate capital has a statue of Arthur Ashe. How do y'all not know? They better not say black excellence at all this season. They started that bullshit last season. Don't do it this season, because apparently you don't know anything black or excellent.
No, but they know Martin Luther King.
Are you sure it was a woman? Martina Luther King. Sorry, you know I could quote Chris Rock, man.
I know.
The interesting thing was when Shanice got up and she had no decade, no nothing, and Bria calls her a working girl, and she had, again, another embarrassing moment, has no idea what that means.
I don't understand that, because you tell me you can't tell me you worked at the Playboy Club, mm-hmm. and you don't know what a sex worker is. I just don't understand that.
Look, you have that, then you have Bria being, I had no idea she was Jenny from the block. I had no idea. What I did know was what she ended up telling us, and that's that she has no rhythm.
Yeah, I was just shocked that she really wanted to be a rapper and whatever. Because at first I was like, who is she? You know, Lisa Left Eye, that's what I thought maybe she was trying to be, but no, she mm-hmm. wanted to be a rapper. And I'm like, I'm glad that didn't happen.
Who's that rapping off beat? Oh, it would have worked in today. I know you don't listen to today's hip hop, but it would have worked in today's hip hop. Okay.
My name is Bria, and I'm the best. All the girls want to feel my chest. That's her rap right there. Done.
Oh my God.
Damn, High Vibe. How you really feel?
Stay on this decades party real quick, because I see a lot of things we got to get to, too. Like High Vibe says, Shanice is a prostitute from every era. Happy Gardner says, look, the Arthur Ashe statue is literally the only statue still standing on Monument Avenue. In Richmond, when they took all the others down, Robert E. Lee and all, the uproar that was happening in Richmond was because those statues were coming down, right? The only one left, Arthur Ashe.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, it's like, and even Ravine says the U.S. Open is at Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York. Yes. So much better. I was so disappointed in them for that. So yeah. Disappointed.
Maybe they didn't get invited to the Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York. So they don't get invited to things sometimes. Yeah. So
you're digging up all wounds. Look at you. That's
yeah.
Well, they switch games and go to spill the tea, right? And of course, Shanice is all about her shots, so she's going to go get shots for everybody. And the question comes up, all right, who's the worst dresser? And Summer just jumps in. Not even her question. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, it's Shanice. And then when Shanice comes back and finds out they call her the worst dresser and that it's Summer. This is her girl, right?
Right.
She goes off and cries in the closet. Well, the bathroom, but same thing.
Yeah, I didn't understand that because Summer's just being really shady this whole season. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't get why Summer would do that. It wasn't necessary.
Mm-mm.
And she is playing this kind of mean girl thing. So
you notice Noel noticed that too. Noel's like, wait a minute, I thought they're supposed to be friends.
Yeah.
That wasn't even her question.
Yeah, that's your friend. It's not like y'all just met at Martha's Vineyard and just had to stay in the house. Like, it's not like real world where right. You're all strangers. This is your homegirl, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty jacked up. And then Bria goes to go check on her, and Shanice explains that, you know, she doesn't have a job, which I didn't know that.
Right.
And she couldn't afford to buy new clothes for this trip because she didn't have any money, and that her job transferred her from Phoenix to Tampa, and then she was fired.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as an HR person, I'm like, I really want to know why. What mm-hmm. happened? There's more to that story than the company was mean. They moved you from Phoenix to Tampa and then let you go?
Yeah.
No. There's more to that story. I'm curious
happened. But then again, Dina has, I think this is for the worst dressed thing. Shanice was naked last season. Some people might call that best dressed. But maybe her employees saw her. Maybe they watched Martha's Vineyard last year.
I don't even remember what she did for a living when she came out for the weekend last season.
I forget what it was, but I remember them saying what it was. I can't remember.
I'm going to have to see if I can find her LinkedIn profile.
Of course you would.
That's what I do. That's what I do. Just a little Google searching, I can find some things.
Well, look, here's the thing. She comes back down. Her and Summer hug it out a little bit, real quick hug, fake hug, obviously. Music comes on, and everything's all good. Now, Shanice is no longer crying in the bathroom. She's twerking on the couch, and then ends up flashing everybody. Again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
You know, the thing that stood out to me, though, and I told you this last time, and I'm just going to say this real quick. Amir is dating a psycho.
I have to see what happens when she comes out to the vineyard and how she is, because I'm not going to agree with that. I think Amir is just saying this stuff because that's just some stuff guys say. I don't imagine she's going to do all those things that he's saying.
So it wasn't alarming to you that she just decided to read so much further into his text?
Well, editing. I'm going to try to defend Amir here. Editing. I just think he's saying these things. I just don't believe that. But I want to see what she's like when she comes out there and see how she acts with the group.
Okay, we'll see. By the way, you don't have to do the research because, you know, you've got great folks in the chat like Dina the Explorer who went exploring and found out LinkedIn says Shanice is a business development rep.
Okay. But what does that mean? I got to go look at it because you got to go down the rabbit hole. You got to look at her career, look at the company she works for, click on that, look at what they do. Because if you're a business development rep, let's say for a software tech company, could be different.
Yeah.
But if you're a business development rep for, you know, somebody who makes t-shirts and you're out there on the streets selling, that's a business development rep too. Just want to see what she was doing.
Terrell looks at resumes all the time. He knows how to decipher the coding.
Yeah.
Dollface says, I wonder if Shanice asked for time off for the show and her job said no and fired her. You know, it's, I almost feel like she would say that if that was the case, because she did say, well, this was already planned, so I'm doing this. But you could be right, though, because it is a new place. And she may have had the time off before and like, hey, you just got here.
Okay, but Love is Blind cast gets 8,000, mm-hmm. right, for the 8 weeks. They get 8,000. Mm-hmm. You're not getting that same amount for Summer House. And so if you quit your job for 8,000, mm-hmm. now unless that's an investment because you're going to blow up on social media and maybe flashing, you know, your chest and wearing, you know, bikinis all the time, that's going to help you. But
yeah,
don't know.
Okay, where was that? I just saw it. I just saw one I wanted to get here and I just lost it just that quick. Man, I can't believe that. Yeah, just that quick, I lost it. It was another thing about the business development. But, oh, asking if it was business development means parties. Here it is. Happy Garden. Business development means parties and dinners, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Now, when it comes to Amir, a couple things before we move on. Blue Light says, Amir is so happy to have a girlfriend. And Layla is like, agrees with you, says Amir is badly representing his girl thus far. Because you're thinking he's just saying this stuff.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make him look good. At the same time, Nikki B is not trusting and goes, that text was not for his girlfriend. I don't care what gaslighting tactic he played on Becky. That is not her name. It's Natalie.
With the good hair.
You know I hate that good hair, bad hair crap. Stop it.
I know.
Jesus, what's wrong with you? Well, the next morning, Shanice reveals that, you know, she was busy on the phone too. You know, Amir was on the phone talking to his girl. Shanice was busy sexting her stable.
This girl is a hot mess. So she sent her favorite nudes to her favorite guy, and the others mm-hmm. just got basic nudes.
The best one. Yeah, the best
okay. ones. But the other ones just got basic nudes. I'm like, why not just do an OnlyFans? If that's what you want to do, if you're so comfortable, do an OnlyFans, then you would have Martha Vineyard money to go buy some clothes, come out. Mm-hmm. Or if you're sending these nudes, these dudes should be Venmoing you, and then you'd have mm-hmm. money to go buy some clothes to go to Martha's Vineyard. Like, if you got to work yourself, work it, at least.
Another round is right there with you. Says, Shanice, a wild girl. She shouldn't be broke. <Mm-mm>. Yeah, I mean, look. It's what the kids do. This is what she does.
No.
I mean, that's not what all the kids do.
It's not what all the kids do. Yeah, it's not what all the kids do.
Don't be mad because you're not getting any news.
Maybe not, but I don't want someone that's given. Well, we can talk. We're going to talk more about Shanice later.
Yeah,
but it's whatever.
On a more serious note, Jordan, is on the phone with her dad. She's just got another endorsement deal, and it's for wigs. And dad's like, wait, is that what it's going to say on there? No, which I thought was funny. But he's like, is that what it's going to say on it? And he's like, no, that's what the name of the company is, right? But it's a very serious thing because, you know, she reveals to us that she has alopecia.
Yeah, which is tough, right? Mm-hmm. And especially, I think, for Black women, right? I mean, it's tough for everybody that has alopecia. And I've worked with someone that had alopecia, and she was a hostess for me when I was a restaurant manager. And mm-hmm. I knew she had a wig because I would, you know, in restaurants, we tell people they got to put their hair up in a ponytail. And she was like, well, I can't because this is a wig. And I was like, what? And she was like, well, yeah, I have alopecia. And I was like, oh, what's that? Because I didn't know what it was back,
right?
You know, it was 25 years ago. And I was like, what? Okay. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to mess with that. And she was awesome personality, volleyball star. And then one Saturday morning, I'm in the office and she comes to pick up her paycheck. And she comes to the manager's office. She's like, Terrell. And I know the voice. I turn around. I was like, hey, no, totally bald. Right. Mm-hmm. But she just embraced it. And she's a gorgeous girl. Right. And so yeah. I feel for Jordan. I'm hoping that this wig deal and extensions thing can not only help her, but also help other people. But I'm sure that's just tough what she's going through.
Yeah, it definitely is. NYCNP says, I feel for Jordan. I have patients that suffer from that, and it breaks my heart to witness how this affects them. You know,
yep.
it's, I mean, it's like Samson, because a lot of strength is in the hair for a lot of people. I'm not, you know, especially women, but for a lot of people, it's in the hair, right? And I think that's yeah. That's one of those things. So
I mean, I'm glad about your confidence. Got that. Mm-hmm. Your self-confidence. Yeah. If you're not mm-hmm. feeling right, it just yeah. totally throws you off. So yeah, definitely feel bad for her.
Nikki B says, I have alopecia, but I use a compound shampoo and compound ointment. Hair is back. Well, congratulations, Nikki B. Glad to know that. And High Vibe says, hey, that may explain her attitude. And same thing, another round says, she's going through a lot at the same time. Doesn't mean that gives her the right to be mean to everybody else, because she's definitely being a mean girl. And maybe that's why her fuse is short with Jasmine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that.
I don't think it has to do with her hair. I just think it's other things that cause her fuse to be short with the best friend.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that too. All right. Another round says, congrats, Nikki B. High Vibe says, happy for you, Nikki B. Yes, indeed. You know, so congrats. And, you know, glad that is gone. And NYC NP says 100% grace for Jordan. Terrell says no.
No, I didn't say that. Stop. Don't pull a summer on me and flip on me in front of on camera. I didn't say that at all. So stop that.
Well, speaking of summer, her, Jordan, and Preston, they decided we're going to do our own thing. Let everybody else go work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go out. Was it lunch? Was it brunch? What was it? What did it do?
That's brunch, probably. Yeah. It looked like brunch the time they were going to work out.
And Jordan and Summer, on the way there, they're telling Preston how they're frustrated with Nick. Seems like, and it feels to them like he doesn't want to be with his girlfriend anymore. The way he's just always handsy with them, grabbing on them, groping them. You see that too? Because obviously Preston did.
I did too, but I thought this was odd, knowing that Nick has a girlfriend, Tasia, mm-hmm. that will be watching the show. It's like, mm-hmm. why are you doing this on camera? And then the conversation about them thinking he wants to break up with Tasia, that can't be good for the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So no, exactly. I don't know. That was just odd to me.
Yeah, it was. Then they get to luncheon and Jordan says, you know, she wants to check in with Shanice, and Summer's pretending like, what do you mean? What's going on?
Yeah. What's wrong with it? What happened? What happened? What did I miss? It's like, no, you. What did you do? It's what you did.
It's not even what you missed, right? Now, the interesting thing is they're cutting between the gym and this lunch, right? And Shanice is saying in this moment that she really feels like Summer is jealous of her because she has men that have status and are not your regular 9-to-5ers. And, you know, she kind of got to see that. And now she feels like she's jealous because she can't get the same kind of men.
That was just the most ridiculous thing that I've heard so far come out of Shanice's mouth. And she mm-hmm. says, look at me. Who wouldn't want to hang out with me or date me? Well, Shanice, let me talk to you for a second. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for you because those guys may want to have a date with you mm-hmm. or hang out with you or sleep with you, but they don't want you. Mm-hmm. And if she's relying on her looks alone, and here's what's sad is I bet there's some great things about Shanice. I bet she's a smart woman, but she's talented, mm-hmm. but I don't think she realizes that there's more to her than her looks, because that's all she does and that's all she uses. But there has to mm-hmm. be more to her to offer. But I just think maybe she feels that she's that bad. But a man of that status, that, you know, it's not the 9-to-5er, because you and I aren't 9-to-5ers, they're mm-hmm. not going to want her for long term, but at least they would brook you off a few dollars to go buy you some clothes to go to Martha's Vineyard. So you're not even getting anything out the deal. You're just getting used for nothing.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that.
You're not the only one saying that. Lucy B says, why can't those men with status buy her some new clothes then? Oh, y'all stop it. Dina says, Shadis, you don't have those men. Clearly, Miss Worst Dressed.
Yeah. Yeah, the men I mess with have status. They don't work 9-to-5. What, they work 10-to-8? They work the overnight? What do they do that they can't break you off some bread to help you with your trip if you're struggling? So, again, there's more to, I hope that she realizes more to her than just her looks is what I'm hoping.
Yeah. Kitty says she's emotionally damaged. I really do feel sorry for her. She needs help. Yep. You can see that she's definitely crying out. You can see it. Now, granted, she doesn't think that way, and she's not going to think that. And she'd say, we're just hating in this manner. But we all see it. A lot of people see it, right? Because even Nikki B's like, I think Shadi's has some real trauma beneath the surface, right?
Yeah. So.
And I mean, I get it, because then you got people like Another Round being mean, talking about broke five broke, Shanice ain't got it. Come on, man. Is that what we doing?
I mean, I feel like it's easy. Hey, daddy, you like Diddy. Hey, daddy, do you want to see some nudes? Well, here's what I need. Can you Venmo me a few dollars and I'll send you some nudes? Boom. You got to spend the money until you get your new job. Well, or create the OnlyFans. Kitty says,
they probably don't think she wears clothes. and Lady S says, well, she's clearly not a good gold digger.
No. No, not at all. But still, there's more to her than just these looks. And I think she needs it.
She is.
I agree with Kitty. She needs some therapy or something. Mm-hmm. And I blame her friends also.
Yeah.
It's like, why are y'all egging this on? Y'all should, hey, girl, sit down for a second. Can we talk to you?
Right.
You know, I think that's what her girlfriend should be doing.
They should be. But, you know, here's the thing. The problem is, like, look at who coming into this season her girlfriend was. It was Summer, right? And Summer's the same one who is now saying, while she's sitting at the table saying, like, hey, Shanice doesn't give much emotionally, so she has no idea how she's feeling. You're lying. You're lying. If this is supposed to be your friend, this is who you're hanging out with, stop it. You're lying. Then, of course, your frat brother decides he wants to get all nosy and all up in the business. Asking Summer if Alex is good in bed.
Now, this annoyed me.
I thought you were going to defend him. Go ahead. This I got to hear. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to defend him. I think he was 100% wrong for that. And here's why. Alex is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you don't ask that question amongst your friends. It'd be one thing if Summer hooked up with this random guy at the club named Alex that Preston saw. And he was like, hey, girl, how was it? But these are your friends in your friend circle. Why would you talk about it? And then Summer, why would you answer that question? Mm-hmm. Like, you're just tacky as hell, and you purposely try to downplay it as a way to try to hurt Alex, and the only one that has some friggin' integrity and self-worth is Alex, because he wouldn't answer that question. When the producer asks him, he's like, yeah, no, I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah, of course, because, you know, he was being the classy gentleman that a good Kappa man is. By the way, Casey Johnson says, no, they all wanted to know.
It doesn't
and
matter.
Jay Sayso says, Terrell, you know why he wanted to know.
Personally, I don't. I don't know why he wanted to know, but I thought that that was not appropriate, and he shouldn't have asked that question.
Karen agrees, says no tech. And Michelle says Summer's behavior is real slimy so far. Yeah, she's definitely the villain of this season. Nikki B said Summer's lying through her teeth. It had to be fire for her behavior. Because, she was trying to play it off like it's nothing.
Exactly. Oh, if it wasn't that good, then why were you tripping?
Right.
Why are you mad he didn't invite you somewhere? If it wasn't that good, why are you acting all this in your feels?
Mm-hmm.
She's lying.
Now, here's the part that was interesting. Because, again, they're flipping between the gym and this lunch, right? Or this brunch. And Noelle apparently didn't catch the part where Summer said Alex was inside her. And they were like, well, maybe she was just throwing down on them crabs. She did have a hard time getting to the crabs. So she was probably concentrating so hard. She never caught the fact where Summer said that. And to her, she's like, look, I feel betrayed because this girl did not keep it real with me. No, I was like, how are we supposed to be friends? You invite me to this and you can't even keep it real with me. Well, we had this conversation. I told you this man is my type and you flat out lied.
Agreed. 100% agree. Noelle just seems she's smart, but ditzy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a valid point.
Why would you say she's ditzy?
How are you not sitting there eating the crab legs and not hear that whole conversation that happened?
Because she was into the crab. She's like, I don't have time for this. This is obviously some old mess. These two arguing back and forth. Let me figure out how to crack this crab.
But all that facial expression to open the crab legs and no, that's just, I just think she's ditzy.
No, like Noelle says, I mean, like High Vibe says, she's entertaining. She's just, you know, playing the part, right?
Ditzy people
I don't see how you how do you figure that's ditzy?
I just think she is. I don't see how you sit at a table and not catch the fact that your homegirl who invited you is mm-hmm. talking to the guy that you were kind of interested in mm-hmm. and points out the fact that, hey, you were inside of me and you missed that.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't paying. But hey, thank you. Thank you, Nubia Mahogany. That doesn't make her ditzy.
Okay.
Even though Keedy does say she chews loud, which would make her annoying at the table. And another one said she was on the far end, focused on them crabs. Yeah, she wasn't. She was on the other side, across the table, around the bend, over the river and through the woods. She wasn't paying attention to them. She
yeah,
didn't care about that.
You're right. She wasn't paying attention to the conversation between her friend and the guy that she's interested in. That her friend told her, "I don't mind if y'all hook up, mm-hmm. or you know, if you shoot your shot." She just missed all of that. I don't buy it.
B says, "Listen, when I'm cracking crabs, it's a murder scene. I'm busy."
Yeah. Not buying it.
And Michelle says, "I like Noelle. She keeps me laughing." that is a great point here from Lucy B. Seems like the question of did y'all sleep together would come up when Summer said go for it. So here's the thing, because she talks about that. She said Summer told her was, oh, we hung out. And then Noelle actually went to Summer and had a conversation and asked some about what really happened. And as she's asking, she also says, you know, because, you know, I don't do that. I don't sleep with people that sleeping with people that her friends slept with.
Maybe Noelle didn't ask the right questions because you and I in college, if I was like, hey, man, I came across so-and-so, you'd be like, oh, so-and-so, she's in such-such sorority. Oh, yeah, I know her. Well, mm-hmm. how do you know her? Oh, we hung out a couple times. My mm-hmm. first question is, did you sleep with her?
Yeah.
I would ask you. Mm-hmm. And if you were like, yes, I'm then I can make my decision after that, right? But...
then you turn to Preston.
Yeah.
How was it?
So how was it? Any tips? What anything should or shouldn't do? Speaking of tips, no, but I think she should have asked. But yeah. Also, I think that's messy of Summer not to say, if it's your homegirl, like I would never introduce a close friend of mine mm-hmm. to a girl that I had slept with and never told him about it.
Mm-hmm.
If he's like, hey, that girl at your birthday party, whatever, she was cute. I'd be like, oh, yeah. So, real talk. 5 years ago, XYZ happened.
Right.
But she's a great person. Yeah, you know, we just didn't connect. But you, I highly, you know, if you want to talk to her, go for it. But I just want to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what friends should do.
Well, yeah, it should be, right? It should be. Interesting thing, though, is Summer is... in the confessional by herself. It's her, the producer, the cameraman, and she is, why is she so damn aggravated? Why is she upset? Like, girl, you don't even know him, so why would I tell you? And where'd this attitude come from?
Yeah. Some are saying, if we hang out, that means we do shit, but doesn't need to tell her the whole situation. I'm like, that is some shady stuff. Mm-hmm. If that's your homegirl, like, I just don't think you should. I just think she's wrong. It's all get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, that's why she's the mean girl of the season. Summer is definitely the mean girl of the season, and that's it, right? Here's the thing. Now, I didn't like what Preston did earlier. I do like what he did here. He went to talk to Nick and told him, hey, look, man, you can be a little handsy around the women when you start drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And... Nick is like, wait a minute, no, I don't do that. Which, of course, that's a perfect example of the liquor talking, right? Because you don't remember nothing.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know, Amir had to come in and clean it up. It's maybe the way you're doing some things could be interpreted
mm-hmm.
as F-boy behavior. And I like how Preston was like, interpreted, but go ahead. I was like, he said interpreted. But, you know, they have a valid point, and I think Nick needs to hear it. But the other thing that I don't get about this group is if everyone is just friends,
mm-hmm.
why do they have so many, like, sex-related toys and all this stuff around the house and just everybody walking around naked? Mm-hmm. I have plenty of friends. We don't do that.
Yeah.
And even in college, we didn't do that. You know, yeah. Before there was any of this stuff, but we weren't hanging around me half naked all the time.
Right.
And we're just friends? No.
Yeah. Well, if it was friends with benefits.
But that's different. Then we're not just friends.
Yeah.
I said just friends. There's no, we are just friends, which that whole group all supposed to be just friends.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be comfortable with that situation going on.
Hey, NYCMP, stop it. Stop it. That's the Omegas you're talking about.
hey, don't make Yanni shimmy off the podcast early because you pissed him off. Talking about his people. Don't you be making fun of us like that.
to Nick's credit, what does he do? He goes right to the source, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Summer. Jordan's in there hiding under the covers until she was like, you know, and asked, hey, do I make you guys uncomfortable, right? And then Summer starts to try to beat around the bush. And then Jordan's like, no, you can be a little handsy. At first, I thought he didn't. At first, I thought he didn't even see. I thought he was only talking to one person. But then Jordan just comes out, doesn't even move. Just yeah, well, you can be a little handsy, and you can see Nick almost thinking like, "Damn."
Well, I'm surprised they weren't like, "You're doing it now. We're in the bed, and you got to come in here and pace back and forth in your little wife beater and do rag." Mm-hmm. Yes, you make us uncomfortable right now doing this.
That man was trying to get to the bottom of it, man.
Yeah, you're doing this right now. That makes me uncomfortable. But I can't wait to see where this conversation goes, because if they are friends, they should be able to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, Nick, you have a girlfriend and you're on the show. Why are you touching everybody?
Right. Yeah, there's that. There's that. There's that part. Look, man, this season's going to be a mess. And when you look at the previews for next week, as thoughts of bringing back some of the people who didn't make it through the last season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Keaty asked, did he even knock?
Surprised he didn't just get in the middle of the bed. Hey, ladies, can I talk to y'all for a second?
Hold up. Because, see, we're not going to let you do that to Nick, right? Even Nicky B's like, look, thank you, Nick, for caring enough to check in with the ladies. Exactly. He went straight there. Asked.
Okay. And it's good. It's good. He did.
Look what Dollface said. It upset Nick hearing that. Yes, it did.
Yeah. I mean, when it's just upset. It should. It should mm-hmm. upset any guy if people are like, hey, the ladies think you're a little creepy and handsy. That's your cue right there. You should be upset about it, and you should investigate and learn what not to do going forward.
Oh, true, true. I'll give you that. You know, a lot of convo on this whole Summer and Noelle thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially just Summer as a whole. But the question that came from High Vibe was Summer using Noelle as bait to see what Alex would do?
I don't know. It's a good question.
It is. I didn't think of it that way, right?
Yeah.
Because we all know that Summer still has feelings for Alex. We can see it. We know that part, right? And Noelle told her, like, hey, he's my type. What's up with him? And she said, oh, we hung out. That's it. Now, I think you're right. It does feel like that, because then she said, oh, you should know what hung out means. Look, we know we can't even figure out on this podcast what first, second, and third base is, okay? So, therefore,
yeah.
And they don't know who Arthur Ashe is. So, how's anybody supposed to know what hung out means?
Yeah, so. I agree that this shouldn't even be an issue. But you bring up a good point. Maybe Summer's that shady mm-hmm. that she set this whole thing up. Maybe mm-hmm. Summer's the real chess player, not Noelle.
Now, here's something. It's funny you should say that, because Nikki B says Noelle was low-key letting Summer know not to try to hook up with one of her old flames. You know, and she's like, yeah, well, you know, because I don't do that. I don't sleep with... That could be, because remember, Summer is sleeping with Noelle's roommate.
Right.
Currently.
Yeah.
And she's quick to say that now. So, you know, maybe it was. But here's something that Nikki B also said. She said, my friend forced me to talk to a guy she wasn't interested in years back. She ultimately got pissed because I nightgowned him. And Jay Sayso was like, nightgown?
Me too.
And Nikki B was like, put him to sleep.
Wow.
The look on your face, man, is hilarious.
Let me grab my notepad, add to the bucket list. I want to get nightgowns. Yeah.
You're like, so Tara, what will it be? Nightgown me.
Yeah. That's a new one for me, but adding that to the bucket list.
Oh, shit. Apparently, you're not the only one, because High Vibes, I love it. Put him to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Y'all off the chain. Let's see. Michelle says, I think someone's trying to save face by saying she doesn't care. But if you check tape, she said there was love between her and Alex. Yeah, I pointed that out last week, because she did say that when two people sleep together, there is love. When you've been inside someone, right? Which does really kind of harpoon this thought from Lisa, because Lisa had said this a little earlier, said someone did not say she was the one that Alex was inside. She said you did not invite the person you were inside.
She That's pointed what she said to herself.
Yeah,
she pointed to herself.
Oh, I didn't see her point to herself.
Yeah.
So she did that. Because she said the one from, that's like the one in New York and the one that.
The one you inside, yeah.
Mm. But also on the boat, on the catamaran, she did say, hey, my bad. As Jordan says, on the yacht, she did say the whole love and inside thing again. So I think that was a great point.
Yeah.
That's how we know she's lying, because she brought that up from the get-go, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, man. Oof. Let's see. We'll go through some of these. Sinan's fan said, before the 2 weeks up, someone going to get her ass whooped. Mark my words.
Challenge it. I'll take that bet.
By who?
I don't know. Maybe a random, but maybe Mariah comes back.
I was about to say Mariah. Yeah. Well, yeah, Mariah comes back, Bree's out immediately, because she wants none of that smoke at all.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. What were you about to say?
No, I said, yeah, you're right. Mariah would throw Bree around like Milo. Just
NYCMP says, I think Shanice got fired because of the exposure she got on Summer House and public display of relationship with ex.
Oh, yeah, there was that drama. But, I mean, for a job to fire you for that. Now, for sales, I get it. Because if you're, sales rep, you're representing the brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. But why would they move her to fire her?
Yeah. Right. That didn't make sense either. I didn't know.
Mm. Yeah.
Michelle says Shanice is trying to get her own show. You think so?
She don't have a job. She might as well. What she's doing now is not paying bills, hooking up with these not 9-to-5ers. She's not getting out of that. You might as well get your own show, but get some counseling first or something. I mean, she needs to get some strong women around her to help really encourage her.
Right.
Let her know that she could do better.
By the way, I know Jay Sayso normally is the one putting all these things in the air for you. Michelle put one in there for you, too. Said, Terrell's going to fall in love with a sweet lady with braids.
I don't go to church. It's like you describing like an usher or a deaconess or something. It's a sweet lady with braids. The way you said the sweet lady with braids part is what threw me. I'm like, no. She's going to be in the choir. She's a soprano. She's really nice. Yeah, no. But maybe. Maybe. I am open-minded. Mm-hmm. And I will have to see. I can tell the world now I'm single. So who knows if maybe my future person has braids? Well, great. Maybe that's what I've been missing all of my life.
Braids? Hey, and you know what? Then if that's the case, we will credit one, the Charleston Caribbean Jerk Festival, because when you came down there, you were like, wait a minute. And then We'd have to credit Ready to Love because you saw Patrice on there and you're like, hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
Speaking of Ready to Love, Jay Sayso says, hey, Terrell, Mika, I'm Ready to Love?
No. No.
And by the way, Layla says Terrell needs a sweet lady to look after him before he seriously hurts himself. And Matthew says, sorry your relationship ended. Darling, Ready to Love producers.
You tell nephew Tommy, leave me alone. I'm good.
And Lucy B says, hey, if you meet her in summer while on vacation, expect braids. I told you. See? Comes right back. Okay. I told you. The vacation braids. And Miss Tillman says, it's okay, Terrell. I've never been a braid person myself.
I'm not alone.
I'm going to put this up. I'm going to answer it for you, though. Nikki B says, hold up, Terrell. What happened to your girlfriend? Story time. No.
Nope.
I told you I'd answer it for you. I got you. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're not. We don't do that on this show. She's an amazing person, but we don't do any of that on this show. I don't talk about that much in my personal life. I tell y'all stories of stuff. Years ago, like I did on that one Instagram, years ago, I tell old stuff, but no, I don't talk about recent.
Well, here is to the sweet lady with braids, or as Happy Gardner says, micro locks, and as Keedy says, that can nightgown him. Hey, Luke, and I'm gonna like, this one, and we out. Because Lucy says, all right, did you witness her eating chicken wings? Did she ask you how to eat crawfish?
Yeah. Y'all are
did
wrong.
Did she bark in the driveway?
Yeah.
Y'all are mad, man. Yeah. Look, we've got Married at First Sight from last week to do. I guess we do have to do it, right? I thought we weren't going to do it.
I was trying not to, but I guess we can't.
I mean, we might as well. So we'll do it tomorrow. I mean, because we definitely are not watching the former castmates telling all. So we'll do it tomorrow.
Can we do that Thursday? Because I have a dinner thing tomorrow. That happened today.
Damn.
Sorry.
All right. Thursday it is.
Okay, all I'll right, do it Thursday.
All right. Thursday, then Friday we're in... And Dallas for the Ready to Love reunion watch party. So, and we'll do that one probably what, Sunday?
Yeah, I think we can do that Sunday night.
Okay.
So talk about what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. And yes, Ms. Tillman, we know it's been trash. I know that. And Matthew, they're coming back. We're coming back with those regular RGRT pods. Actually, we're going to do our random thoughts. So that's coming back real soon. All right. Do us a favor. You're here. Please hit the like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and then hit the bell for notifications so you'll find out when we are back up with more content. Melissa says, Terrell in them streets now.
Nope.
He's not LaRon. He's not LaRon. Nope. See, I got your back. I got you.
Appreciate it. Finally.
Really? That's what you want to do?
Yeah. You took your summer hat off. I got it.
Hey, I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.